Sketching tutorial. Graphite paper, blending stumps, tracing, and the shading flip technique. A sketch is a question about your source image. How will it look like? How is the light? How does it scale? But sketching is also a great way to create many fancy drawings. Art, this day and age, begins with a cute original photo that you yourself took. Personally, I believe that cuteness or silliness is an absolute must. Art is not just about the image. It is about the best kinds of feelings. Get a drawing board and protect it from moisture. Drawing boards are special because they are made very light. They may have a honeycomb structure on the inside. And get out of your house. Never ever draw alone. If you have nowhere to go, go to a coffee shop. Avoid sketching paper, as it is just too cheap. And just splurge on the thicker 12x18 drawing paper. Attach the paper to your drawing board with painter's tape or low-tack drafting dots. Lay down a sheet of graphite paper that you can easily erase with an eraser. Don't just get any carbon copy paper. Make sure it's art graphite paper. And then apply your source image. Just print it out on 4 sheets of 8x11 and attach them together. I used to visit an office print shop, and I printed out my images on large, fancy paper, but that is not needed. If you don't have a printer, then get a cheap laser printer for about $100. It is really important that you use painter's tape to attach your printout, so that you never have to worry about it moving as you trace. The graphite paper that you have left, on the other hand, may be smaller than your drawing paper, so you may need to move that one around as you trace. You will need a graphite pencil kit with an eraser and blending stumps, which are rolls of paper that help you smear out or blend graphite. It does not make a huge difference if it is an expensive kit or not. Pencils are pencils, and you shouldn't pay too much. The thing about art pencils is that they are of different shade or softness. The number 2 pencils we usually use in school is just an HB pencil, one of a dozen variations or so. It is not a good idea to draw with a number 2 pencil, because that is just one shade and you can't make it any darker. Art pencils have lighter and darker shades. The ones that start with H, H2, H3, H5, are harder and lighter. And the B ones, B2, B3, B5, are bolder or darker. I sometimes use a graphite stick to fill in a lot of area, but that only works well on really flat art boards. Graphite sticks are like drawing charcoal, but a bit smaller. It's just a square stick of graphite. Sometimes it is useful to get an eraser shield, especially if you want to reflect the sun in eyes that you have darkened with graphite already. Eraser shields work best with battery-powered erasers, which are kind of useful, especially when adding light to a near-complete sketch or drawing. You can just go bzz, bzz, bzz and finish it all up. I am ashamed to admit that it took me a long while to figure out what eraser shields were for. Somehow, the thin, shiny metal with curious little holes was extremely mystifying to me. If you want to look extra nerdy, get a drafting brush to brush off the eraser fluff from your drawings. I never had the courage to use one myself, but the more I think about it, the more sense they actually make. Then just start tracing with a pencil, outlining large dark areas, marking the reference points that you may need later on. If you don't want to scribble on your printout, use a ball stylus, normally used for working with clay. Even after I'm done tracing, I sometimes leave the original still attached to my drawing board. Not just because I may need to add something, but because I like flipping back and forth between my drawing and the original to see if the shade is correct. I call it the shading flip technique, and it helps you keep the tones just right. Just tuck the printout you are tracing behind your drawing board until you are almost done. And then just add the pencils and blend with the blending stumps. The big blending stumps are the best in my opinion. Use a number 6 or even number 8. And then just meditate. Enjoy the relaxations of art and occasional smiles of strangers. If someone likes your drawing and you are almost done with it, consider giving it to them. Just sign it and let it go. If you think you are going to do that, bring big envelopes along. I used to reuse the ones I had my original printouts delivered in. This way, the stranger won't have to worry about making them dirty as they walk back to the car from their coffee shop. And you can make a business out of it too. Have people send you photos of their relatives or pets. Just tell them to understand that a good photo is one that looks great in black and white. Strong light and bright areas and deep dark shadows often make for best source images. And if you ever get stuck, gently copy the shadows and light from a similar photo, or try to picture the three-dimensional image and the light source. It all works out in the end. Using this tracing and shading flip technique, you won't have a problem with proportions and tones at all. You know, there are very few nicer ways to spend a winter than making silly drawings at a coffee shop.